Madagascar. Madagascar's new military ruler will be sworn in as the country's president on Friday, the military announced, following a coup that ousted President Andry Rajoelina and prompted the African Union to suspend the island nation. The Indian Ocean country has been thrown into its most severe political upheaval in years after the elite CAPSAT army unit assumed power on Tuesday, shortly after Parliament voted to impeach Rajoelina. The takeover makes Madagascar the latest former French colony in Africa to fall under military control since 2020, following coups in Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, Gabon, and Guinea. CAPSAT commander Colonel Michael Randrianirina, confirmed as president by the top court, said the transition to civilian leadership would take less than 2 years and include a restructuring of major institutions. It wasn't a coup, it was a case of taking responsibility because the country was on the brink of collapse, Randrianirina told local media, pledging elections within 18 to 24 months and confirming consultations were underway to appoint a prime minister and form a new government. The transition will be overseen by a committee of senior officers from the army, gendarmerie, and police. Randrianirina is set to be sworn in during a solemn hearing of the High Constitutional Court on the 17th of October. The colonel has long been a critic of Rajoelina's administration and was reportedly imprisoned for several months in 2023 for allegedly plotting a coup. The coup has drawn concern internationally. The African Union announced it was suspending Madagascar with immediate effect, while the United Nations expressed deep concern over the unconstitutional change of power. France emphasized that democracy, fundamental freedoms, and the rule of law must be scrupulously upheld, while Germany urged all actors to act with caution in this currently somewhat confusing situation. Russia called for restraint and the prevention of bloodshed. The Southern African Development Community, SADC, of which Rajoelina held the rotating presidency, also voiced concern. Despite the upheaval, the capital, Antananarivo, remained calm late Wednesday, though uncertainty persists. A concert on the symbolic place Du 13 Mai Square, the site of clashes earlier in the week, drew large crowds. The youth-led Gen Z movement, which sparked protests on the 25th of September over water and energy shortages before expanding into broader anti-elite demonstrations, welcomed Randrianirina's intervention. Madagascar now faces a delicate transition period, with the military promising reforms and elections while both domestic and international observers watch closely.